Blog Talk Radio.
Every little thing that we do should be between me and you. The freaky things that we do should be between me and you. Cause every little thing that we do should be between me and you. The freaky things that we do should be between me and you.
Yo, now when I first met her, all I thought was songs are done. Like, lose the lane, we can get our freaking on. Baby, know the game, slip away. Last day is spring, see you first day is summer. I'm a bad mother, shut your mouth. Pull a dropout, creep at a low speed. His homie probably know me, I push the pedal. Thoughts are your stiletto, way up in the air. Like I think he's there, cause see, every time that I'm alone with you, homie be checking up on you. But if that nigga only knew, you got a lot of freaking you, baby. When that's starting to rain, I pop the roof and the champagne. How Jay said, money ain't a thing. It's been close to few, some been even impossible, but it's in between me and you, baby.
Every little thing that we do should be between me and you. The freaky things that we do should be between me and you. Cause every little thing that we do should be between me and you. The freaky things that we do.
Loud and clear
to me. How am I sounding?
You sound crystal clear. You always sound good on the radio. I'd be listening like, wow, I don't sound that good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Checks in the mail.
Yeah. I want my change, too. Hey, this is not Freaky Wednesday, but I tell you what, Let me go on record by saying, and I don't care what nobody has to say, but I have never in my grown years of life sat up and watched no porn. I never wanted to. So let me just go ahead and go on record by saying that. I've seen some clips here and there, some little freaky stuff throughout my life, but just sit up and just watch porn. You know, back we come from the days where porn, we didn't have internet. So porn was like a VCR tape, or then it went to DVD or whatever, right? You know, so it was like, oh my God, that's embarrassing if somebody have a big ass collection of VCR tapes with porn on it, right? And then too, my idea back in the day, it was like it was more so white people having sex. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that. You know, I never really got into that. So then all this time I get older and all this time just has passed, and now we got internet and now all this kind of pretty stuff going on. It's like, it's just simply sex sells, and it is a serious, serious subject when it comes to dealing with people and dealing in relationships. Some of the feedback that I got when I posted it in the group and was asking questions about it from the family. Shout out to the family at Shoebox Talk. You know, it was a lot of people that watched porn, like, on a regular basis. I was really surprised. You know, and ain't no shame in the game. They was giving. I said, what's the name of the place, the porn site? You know, and they was hitting them up, and people was like, yeah. And people, you know, there's some people that read that's in there in the family, and they just, you know, leaning up against the wall with their foot up on the wall watching the family act up. There's some people that I hadn't heard from in months, probably all this year, was chiming in, talking about, oh, yeah, this porn site, that porn site. So anyway, you know, we pledge a judgment-free zone. So we're not judging nobody, but it was very educational. It was very, I might have to check into some of this stuff and see what's going on. See what's going on. I don't know if I can, you know, I was really, my thing is that some of the women was chiming in, you know, it's not just men. And it was like, you know, I can't be watching porn by myself, because then who I'm gonna get freaky with? And I can feel them on that. So that's another reason I'm watching porn, and it puts you in the mood. Then what you gonna do? You know. So anyway, the subject tonight is about porn and the effect that it has on us. What kind of effect? Now, Tim, you know what? Let me also go on record by saying this: the people don't know this, the family don't know this, but you are freaky. You are the freak master. On the low, low, low key, they don't know that. So when you finally responded and said, all of them, I was dying laughing. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
With that being said, what does porn, the effect does porn have on you? And is that Darius that I hear?
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening,
welcome
Darius.
Welcome aboard, bro.
Well, y'all tell you, gentlemen. You gentlemen, grown-ass men, gentlemen, tell the family, all of our listeners worldwide, what the effect of porn is on you. Please share.
You go ahead first, Darius.
Okay. I would probably say that porn is like probably get like new moves in the bedroom to me.
Okay.
Learns. And when I watch, I there are like a few my favorite female porn stars I watch on there.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you go back, and now give me a snapshot. So when you go on Pornhub or these different websites, it's not like it is when you put in a DVD or a VCR tape where you can watch the same porn over and over again. Can you do that? Are you able to do that?
No, you click it on like Pornhub and X Videos. You can type in whatever like porn you want to see on there, and they have like different videos of your choice to video clips you can see for free on there.
Okay. And so the video, say you're a particular one with your favorite porn star. Are they? How long are they?
It depends. Some
clip?
Might be like.
Are they like movies?
Some might be 20. Others might be 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Wow, that's almost like a damn movie. Is there any dialogue?
Yeah, they have like a little bit of acting in it.
Oh my god. Oh man. That's part of the dialogue. Oh my god. Oh Lord. Oh Jesus. Oh man. There's lots of dialogue. Shut up. Take it. Open your mouth wider. That's the dialogue you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what Kim's talking about. They be
talking.
So ain't no acting going on. Ain't nobody. The little stupid porn clips I've seen, the neighbor comes over, can I borrow some sugar? And then next thing you know, they hear that old stupid music. I'm like, come on, man, I ain't got time for this.
Hold on. Let's go back a little bit, though. Hold on. Let's take a couple steps back because I think we skipped a few things. When we say porn, we have to be a little more specific, actually, because porn is just like many other things. It is a big tent, and there's a lot of things that fall under the category. For instance, you know, think back to some of our fetish shows we've done in the past. Almost 90% of the things we talked about, if we saw it on video, it would be considered porn. So,
really?
I mean, and to Darius's point, there is the range of it. You can get anywhere from 35 seconds to, I've seen some for an hour, maybe 2 hours. You know, especially on a place like Pornhub, you know, and your search criteria can be altered. You know, I'm not going to make it through those 2 hours worth of porn. I don't need to see 2 hours worth of porn. Sometimes I don't even need to see 2 minutes worth of porn. You know, so I don't need that at all. It depends on my mood and what's going on. But yeah, he's right. You know, are there scenes? Yes. The same DVDs and movies. I was laughing because you said VCR tapes and DVDs, which is like ancient times.
I know. Experience with dang on porn. My bad. I ain't never seen nothing up online. I ain't been on Pornhub or some of these other stuff. Let me tell you. I remember the first time I went on Tubular. I was like, what is this?
Tumblr?
Like a whole porn on Tubular. Oh my God, what did I just click on?
Tubular.
Going down.
Wait a minute, what's Tubular? That's the line you heard of? What's Tubular?
Tubular.
Oh, Tumblr. Oh, okay. Yeah, I live on Tumblr. Yeah. Go follow us, Nasty Ass Freaks. Well, look at Tumblr with the porn. As Tumblr, people who post porn on Tumblr are treated like drug dealers and outlaws. Think of the bootleg liquor days and the gun runners and shit. If they catch you, you're done, but do it while you can. Tumblr is a unique situation because Tumblr was open to it. It was permissible. You were allowed to do it until Apple got involved and screwed it all up. Until some creep. Apple. It involves some asshole children porn, iPhones, and Apple not taking responsibility for his negligence. And, you know, and it forced Tumblr's hand. Verizon was the owner of Tumblr at the time. Then Yahoo ended up purchasing it or sublease. I don't know. But, well, as of right now, there's a new owner. A new owner has also came out. We will not allow any porn and adult content. So is it there? Yes. People are still doing it. I'm going to post a bunch of smut tonight when we hang up. And when they catch you, they catch you. that's how Tumblr works. But it takes a lot for them to shut you down. You have to be like a real hardcore smut peddler. Like 15 times a day, you're posting balls and ass all day, so they'll eventually shut you down. So, but yeah, I mean, Tumblr was popping, man, and see, what made Tumblr so much fun? It gave you a place for you to embrace and celebrate your lifestyle. You know, we say fetishes, but the people who perform them, they don't call them that; they say it's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
As you're living the lifestyle, you want to communicate with people near and afar. So you go to a place like Tumblr and you share your content. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You may want to put your wife in a little chambermaid outfit with no panties with a leash around her neck and bend over your knee and spank her for 10, 15 seconds and video record it and post it. That's a lifestyle thing. But many would consider that as porn. So,
for free? You ain't gonna get no money for
yeah.
it.
Okay. The whole idea of paying for porn now is, let's be honest, social media and adult social media, because they're not one and the same, but sometimes they appear to be. There's adult social networks. And there is social media. Those two things killed the porn industry in terms of let me go to the store and buy some porn. When was the last time you saw somebody go out and buy porn? There's no more VCRs. The DVDs are they're right beside the VCRs on the old formats. Blu-rays. Show me a porn on Blu-ray, then I'll be shocked. And Blu-ray is pretty much done too. So everything is digital. So
right, right.
How it affects us the most deeply is, I mean, a lot of these porn stars, they do create these private accounts to where if you want to see them in particular perform, you pay your little stipend every month. You log
wow.
into their network, and you pay to see that kind of thing.
There's people with their own little network doing that stuff is getting paid.
Yeah,
they pay good money.
Like they living
yep.
good.
Well, some is a lot of them because the part that you don't know is the network takes a cut. You know, a lot of these fans only, just for fans, Connect Pal, and all these little things, especially if you're on Instagram, you'll see them in, some chick posting her ass and then click the link in my bio and you click on it and she wants you to sign up to her private social media. When you create an account, you're able to just see her. So you're going to be paying $9 to $20 a month. You know, she doesn't get the whole nine. She has to split. She has a 60-40 split with the actual website. So it's
but
a money making opportunity.
If she got a lot of followers, she got like 50,000 followers. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you're not gonna get 50,000 followers up there.
No.
You know, I got a couple clients that are upward to a million, and they can't get 10,000 people on there because there is this notion that why am I going to pay to see you naked when I can go to Pornhub
right.
and get it for free?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. So that's why.
So is that because of that concept for so the free stuff is what people are putting on there that they're doing at home and stuff like that. So porn
yeah.
stars is not getting much getting paid like they used to because it's free porn now on the internet.
Well, it's a niche. Yes and no. A lot of the porn stars that we have, like for instance, Pinky, Cherokee, the ass, all the ones that all the fellas know, the big booty chicks, they're producers now. They're going
yeah.
all over the country, and they're literally hiring and training girls to do private point where you pay for the exclusivity. It's no longer this whole thing, let me go down to the local Whack and Jack and buy me some videos. No. For you to see these people, if you can't get it for free, which is probably something old, that someone took their DVD and burned it up onto the internet. If you want that new content, you're going to have to follow them on their social media, wait for them to drop a link. You click that link, it's going to take you to a private place where you whip out your credit card and you get the exclusive good stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, everything is digital
more,
now.
That's more real. That's more kind of like reality porn.
Well, yeah, but see, now, one of the things you referred to is the homegrown. You know, you got homegrown, homemade, and amateur, and sex tapes.
Okay.
So the wording matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a couple who are sitting home, they're bored, and they like to put on a show for people. They whip out their iPhone, their Android, or they whip out the little digital camera. They get it in. And they go onto their YouTube, kill your page. You can go to your Pornhub or your Xvideos, which all you can create an account, like you would do Facebook, put your picture up there smiling.
Yeah.
And you know, you have a timeline. You have an inbox. You have everything you get on Facebook. You post your video. Yeah, you post your video.
So it's like Facebook but porn. So anybody can get on there and see your stuff for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Until you decide to monetize it. Because a couple of years ago, Pornhub has created a monetization program. To where, okay, y'all are here all day anyway. One, we got a live chat option where you can go throw on a mask and do something and for a live chat and charge everyone who comes in. And then you can create private content to where only people who pay can see it. So I'll see these couple free videos that are like 1 minute, but damn, I'm going to see this thumbnail of you and this gorgeous woman. I want to see it, but hey, it's going to cost you $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's ways. Well, when you got to look at it this way. I mean, usually, I'm inside baseball here, but usually when I get a client who wants to do that, I usually tell them charge $1.
Mm-hmm.
$1? Especially when you have 150,000 subscribers. So you do the math. All you need is everybody to pay $1.
Right. That's money. And that's $1 every time 100,000 people watch, paying $1 every time you put a video.
Well, I think there's a couple of options where you can rent it, meaning you have 24 hours access to this video. And then there's other options you got. But again, Pornhub's going to take their cut. So if you put it up too high, I mean, I don't see me ever paying anything for anybody, but I can see me paying to see somebody I always wanted to see get banged.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Holly Berry, if Holly Berry get on Pornhub and say charge $1, she getting my damn $1. Sorry. Be mad at me. Shit. So, I mean, that's just, you know, and it's about, again, it goes back to the basics, connecting with people. And you have to turn your followers or your fan base on so much that they're willing to whip their credit card out for you. They love you that much. So,
Wow. Interesting. Sex sells. And you have a lot of people, a lot of women, men too, that's doing that and living a good lifestyle. They got big houses, Range Rovers, living good.
Well, they used to. And if you ever talk to any of them in the industry, it's not like it used to be. The internet's killed the game. You know, it kind of hurt the game because it's so much free stuff that now, so it's just like the music industry. There are no more big labels. There aren't 50 big labels anymore. There's 4 or 5, mm-hmm. but there's twice as many rappers. So you have to turn to the streets. You have to go get your paperwork, go copyright your stuff, and go post it on iTunes directly, and you take that $1-$2 per song. Where you pocket the money directly versus getting signed, because they ain't signing everybody. And the people they sign, you see what they look like.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with porn. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get West Coast Productions anymore because guess what? They're not pressing CDs anymore. They're not or DVDs anymore like they used to. You know, so now you're being forced to do it yourself. Everything is homemade, homegrown. Or if you have a production equipment, you can do it at some rental property that you got set up just to shoot porn. You can still make money. You're just not going to get that, hey, it's $5,000 for these two scenes you're going to do this weekend.
Right.
It don't work that way anymore.
It could be more. Well, and the thing is, and this is the thing, so going forward with all that information, you know, you got grown-ass men. I'm going to start with men because it's always a battle between the sexes. With men, as soon as you bring up men, they want to say, well, women do it too. That's watching this porn and everything, and it's causing problems at the house. It's causing problems in the marriage or in a relationship because you're addicted to porn and you're paying more attention looking at these women than you are looking at me or having sex with me or having sex with me after you, being turned on by this porn. It has ruined, my understanding is it has ruined relationships because men are so addicted to watching it, you know.
Wait. We can't put that just on men no more.
I said I was going to get to the women. So what y'all think about that? Y'all heard, you know, you married. So when you both of y'all get married one day, y'all going to still be watching Pornhub and XX and all that?
Yes. And you know what? I can attest to, you know, your question, your scenario. Because when I was married at the time, my former wife and I, in the past, we watched it together. But when we got married, like they say, all the fun stopped. You know, and then as you get married and you get older, your body changes. You become a little more self-conscious. You know, us men, we don't care. With our bellies sticking out to our knees or we got that six-pack, we're going to watch some damn porn. We don't give a shit. But a woman who maybe just had a baby, she's gained about, you know, 50, 60 pounds or whatever the case may be, and she may feel like you're not looking at me the way you used to, you're not doing this. A point is an easy target. There's low-hanging fruit as an excuse. Now, it's real simple. If you don't like it and you're offended by it, then that's fine. Fellas, let me say this to you. If you are an avid porn watcher and you like porn and you're going to date a woman, dating is fine. A woman that doesn't like porn, it's fine to date her. But when it comes time for that commitment and you know she doesn't like it and you love it, you got a decision to make.
Right.
You can stop it and go cold turkey. You could try to convince her that it's okay. The world ain't going to come to the end because you rub one out to Big Booty Judy. Or you could roll the dice. You know, I rolled the dice. What the fuck is going to me? I can't watch Big Booty Judy and L. Nobody. I'm a goddamn man. I'm the king. Now leave me there alone, pass me goddamn Vaseline, and go down there and make me some goddamn chicken wings. And that's the way it went. And hence divorce court. So you can gamble able or you could do the smart thing and make a decision,
you know,
because
you like what you like. And I think that I wonder if it's a level of maturity. Like, because first of all, I think that men, and tell me if this is right or wrong, but there's a lot of men that watch, goes back to what you, your point in case about, you know, the body changing and all that. There's a lot of men that watch porn and expect, you know, and think they can live that's, you know, they cross the line of reality. That woman in the video is the kind of woman that they're looking for. Now they're looking at their wife like, you don't look like old girl in the video, right? Your body is big as the girl, old girl in the video, right?
That right there is the issue on two parts. I'm glad you brought that up, because men, if you're thinking that way, well, we can't monetize a porn show, so hell, balls to the wall, huh? You're a piece of shit. Okay,
yeah.
So just ladies, if he is going to hold you accountable for what you don't look like, fuck him. It ain't hard.
Yeah.
See, we can't overanalyze fuckery, and we can't.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore just plain old stupidity. If you don't like porn and you are a woman, you know what you like and what you don't like. And if you're dating a guy who likes it and he's going to keep doing it anyway, you got a choice to make as well. Close your eyes,
right.
go to another room, or say, I can't be a part of this. Because some women may have a religious stance on it. They may see it as a sin. But yet and still, they'll see it as a sin, but you put the laptop down, then she's jumping up and down on your ass. Anyway, bottom line is, if you consider porn...
Jumping up and down on your husband is not a sin, though.
But here's the thing. What if they're not married? What if they're just in a committed, loving relationship?
In the first place, according to the... We're not even going to get there. Shout out to Pastor Dante Townsend, our network pastor. I sure hope you ain't listening to us.
Why did you have to say that good brother's name while we sit there talking about Big Booty Judy and Byron Long and them?
He probably listening, shaking his head.
I done finally got Darius off the damn Little House on the Prairie. He out there talking about good pussy and stuff, and here you come. Invoking the good pastor.
Regardless of what we talk about, we're going to talk about it on Shoebox Talk.
But there's like...
incorporate the good pastor. He knows. So, because you brought it up, because it's about religion. That's what made me think of that. So, people who think that it's not. The other part of that is, the other people that think that is not correct. But the other part of what I said I wanted to say was when it comes down to relationship, and I'm talking about married folks, because I got away from I started out saying immaturity when it comes to men. So now you're watching this video, you're looking at your wife, and like, okay, she ain't with this. This ain't, she ain't about this life. And then, but you're looking at the girl in the video, and that's something that you desire. So now you put your sneaks on and you take your ass to the strip club.
Okay.
Okay, so
what's the problem?
Goes hand in hand. If you're about that lifestyle, that's also a fantasy. Being in the strip club, paying somebody some money to bounce up on and down on your lap is a fantasy. So I go back to my initial statement. Do you think it's a level of maturity? Because a man that know what time it is not going to mix up or get confused or have a problem perceiving fantasy from reality.
Well,
and a lot of that shit, celebrities, rappers, and all that, you know, strippers. And stuff, they rapping now. They done came up, they on reality shows. You know, you got the wives running around here trying to get their booty and titties done. You know, trying to keep up with the strippers as they're sitting up on millions and all this kind of stuff. So it's bigger than what it's perceived to be. because now reality, fantasy has trickled on into reality, and now what we think is reality is really fantasy.
Well, okay, you make a good point, but let me say this before we move on to that topic, move too far away from this topic, because that's a big conversation. Let me try to hit it hard real quick, no pun intended. In regards to that husband who, you know, just watched porn, jumps up and goes to a strip club, I don't want to say it's a maturity thing. I believe that that is more of a behavioral issue that is obviously allowed by his wife. Because I ain't hear you say nothing about a frying pan going upside his head when he's on his way out the door. I ain't hear nothing about him being in divorce court when he got his ass home.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's if she's okay with it and she lets him go off and do that, that's not about maturity. Because you can be a mature person if y'all got that kind of relationship, that is fine. But in regards to being able to differentiate fact from fiction, reality versus fantasy, porn has never before in the history of porn has porn become more close to reality than fantasy. And the reason why I say that is because I'm not going to lie to you. I subscribe to at least 115 people on Pornhub.
What?
And guess what? I subscribe to at least 115 people on one of my Pornhub pages. And I have to be honest with you. They're regular people.
Yeah.
That's where porn is no longer a fantasy. Let me tell you something. Some of the stuff I got in the vault, I can post and get me some good ass likes and some follows and stuff. So for me, it's a reality. To a person who doesn't know much about porn or who's not really into it that way, it's a fantasy because you're going to watch, you're going to think about it, you're going to beat yourself up a little bit, and you're going to go to sleep when you get done. So it's a fantasy for them. So it's all about perception. Because if you ever made a sex tape, guess what? It's porn once it hits the eyes of someone else. Because you got to remember, porn is a perceptional thing. To me, it's a sex tape between me and my lady. It don't become porn until you see it. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question.
So,
I have a question. Somebody chimed in with a question. What do you do if you find your mate watching gay porn?
You have a conversation. You find out the real. Because there's either one or two things happening. It's either fantasy, and he's never did it before, or it's he's done it before, and he's reliving the past fantasies, or bottom line is he's interested in the same sex. That is the focus. That's the number one focus. The second part of that focus is, have you engaged in same-sex behavior? I need to know. I have my body to protect. I have my health to protect. I don't need you putting peanut butter on your hoger hole and then coming home, hopping up and down in the mac and cheese. Okay, so you need to sit there and you have to have that goddamn conversation. Don't get all ghetto stupid, because it's quite possible that he's just curious and he may have some hidden desires and he's just watching it, but he's never done it before. So what are you going to do? Beat him up because he thought about it? Okay, do that, but have a conversation. And if you really feel like this person is somebody you want in your life, go try to get some couples counseling. If you're married, go get some marriage counseling. Go have a talk with your pastor. Go have a talk with a specialist who can help y'all through this. That now I'm talking for the people who want to keep this person in their life. You may be butthurt, your feelings may be hurt, but if you want them in your life, you got to be honest. You got to keep it 100. You got to understand
I think that's if I caught my mate doing that, I would chunk the deuces. I'm out.
Well,
I don't even know
all
that.
No.
That is completely your call. You have a right to make a decision at that point, but I strongly suggest you have that conversation, and you need to get a lot straight, not a few things. You need to get the teller of the tape. Why are you watching this? Is this what you want? Have you done this before? You haven't done this before, so, okay, is this something you're trying to do? You know, I've had women, and a couple of them have listened to this show. They've listened to me wherever I go, and they've been there. Some of them stayed. Some of them accepted because he was honest and open and said, no, I've done it back in college. I haven't done it lately, but, you know, I get those desires from time to time. So that's when you have to make your decision. If you love this person, he's been good to you, he's been treating you right, bills paid, he fucking the dog shit out of you, he treating you like the queen, okay, have a conversation.
So
your politics
is
your politics, but
he's bisexual.
Yeah, he might just be bi. And if he's bi, you decide if you want to keep that in your life. Now, I've seen some women who say, well, if that's what you did in your past, fine, as long as you ain't doing that shit now. I've seen some women say, nah, I can't be with that. You used to bang men. I'm cool. You know, I've seen men leave women because of that. It ain't a lot of them, but I've seen it happen.
Now,
I walk in on you, you watching girl on girl. It's a party. What you said, little shit?
Get their feelings about that. Now, women, home, girl is sitting up watching, your girl is sitting up watching porn, you know, all the time. And the porn that she's watching, how about this? The porn that she's watching is some dude with a enormous size penis. And you and your feelings, because your shit ain't that big.
Well, then you're a soft dude anyway. You're a punk ass dude anyway. You ain't got no bitch. You don't deserve her. If you're going to sit there and get mad at her because she's watching a Remington, Lexington Steel, whatever his name is, Byron Long and them, Brian Pump and all them dudes, bang chicks out for the last 20, 30 years, and you mad because you don't look like them, you ain't got dick like them, man, you don't shut up. Go get yourself a damn good drink. Put that porn on the TV screen. Bend her ass over. Let her keep watching while you blow her goddamn back out with a belt around her neck. The hell wrong with you, man? Stop this sis ass shit. Take your belt off your goddamn pants. Well, some of you ain't wear belts. That's why your drawers hanging out. So you're already sissified. Go get a belt from a real goddamn man. Put it around her neck. Bend it over. Put the damn shit on the big screen and tell her enjoy yourself, because I'm a damn sure enjoy mine. That's how real men handle that shit. You don't get mad. You don't get insecure over a fantasy. You soft ass, buttercup ass dudes. Now, if she come home. Now, what you know? Wait. Here's the thing. Because a lot of those dudes are named, they have molds. Some of the hottest sex stories are the molds of porn stars. So when she come home with a box that's 13 inches long and she pulling out a 10, 12 inch dick, then you get mad. Oh, you're stretching my shit out of shape. Wait a minute. Then you have a conversation with her. But she watching porn? Come on, man. What do you think he's there for?
Right?
Should I get mad every time one of the delicious... Think about it. Do you get mad every time McDonald's posts a goddamn Big Mac? Do you get mad because your Big Mac, your burgers don't look like they burgers?
We might.
The hell?
Yeah.
And then you need help. If that's the case, you need help.
I call it bitch assness. Whenever I see dudes act like that, that's bitch assness to me. I made that word up. You acting bitch assness.
Mm. Let me say this. There's a lot of fake masculinity. There's a lot of homophobia that's either out in front or deep, so buried so deep they don't even realize they're being homophobic. And there's a lot of insecure-ass brothers and sisters. Women had that. Here's my issue. I'm used to dealing with that with women. So when I hear these stories about these men getting in their panties in a knot over these little ridiculous things, and to make everybody's life a whole lot simpler, as you're getting the know this person, porn should be a conversation in the getting to know you process. If I'm dating a woman, I'm planning to date a woman, I want to like a woman, I'm not saying the first couple conversations, hey, we're going to pull you like. No, but it happens before y'all get too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's either you like it or you don't like it. Hell, I've dated straight women who like watching gay black men bang each other.
Wow.
And guess what? I didn't give two shits in the shamrock. Long as you ain't putting that on around me. And clear the goddamn browser before I get to the PC. I don't care. I don't care. Sometimes we can't worry about every goddamn thing. Somebody's fantasy is their fantasy. Now, when she come to you and say, hey, you know, old Malik down at my job, you know, he bisexual, and I got this fantasy that you... Okay, that's when you got to check her ass. Me and you and Malik ain't doing shit.
Yeah. Right.
So again, there is fantasy versus reality. But if that ain't your lifestyle, then again, you're supposed to have that figured out before y'all got serious. If she is interested in that lifestyle, I hope that you probed her mind, got to know her, so you saw it coming.
I got another question. I got another question. Okay, this question says, what about being interested? No, me and my mate is interested in swinger porn. What do you think about that? Swinger porn?
I love it. It's swinger porn is one of the is in the upper echelon of debauchery. it's heavy and it ain't for everybody. When you start talking about swinger anything, and you start talking about topics like cuckolding and stuff like that, that's where all the critics come out. You know what I mean? Because when you're talking about swinger porn, it's great to watch, to fantasize about. And I strongly recommend the real uber freaky couples watch together. Just because you watch it don't mean you're going to do it. Right? But it's a great opportunity for you both to role play, fantasize, and just be somebody else for that 5-10 minutes.
But having sex with somebody else's husband or wife is really too much. That's too much.
Maybe for you, but yeah. it's for the hundreds of thousands of people.
Have sex with somebody else?
I ain't see that shit now. I said to you. You know, look, let's keep it. Again, there's fantasy and there's reality. You know, but again, you know, and let me say this, as I don't think I ever said it on this show. I've said it on other shows. Fellas, let me tell y'all this. We're not dealing with the women of the 90s anymore. We're not dealing with the women of the 2000s anymore. These 2010 and up mentalities, they're gonna give you a few threesomes. Maybe with that big booty homegirl with no edges that she caught you checking out. Where y'all buy y'all little ace or whatever, y'all get high and then y'all have a threesome. She'll let you do that. But what you gonna do after you 4 or 5 threesomes in with all these different women and she say, hey, that boy you be with, what's up? You gonna tell her no? She ain't gave you 5 different booties and you gonna tell her no?
Right. No.
Okay. So again, there's real freaks, and then there are freaks. You're only freaks when it comes to them. But going back to the question, I am if you're interested in the lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
I suggest you try to find websites or content that are geared to real swinging activity porn.
They get
not gangbangs.
Just
like not
something
not
else. Like they be having parties and they going on yachts and they, you know, it's a big thing.
Yeah. And again, it's all in the lifestyle, who's in it, and how they're going about it. Because here's the problem: there's a lot of just freaky, ratchet fucking going on, and everybody's calling it the lifestyle. No, that's just a bunch of y'all fucking. Because the lifestyle, when you're swinging, you're not just going to go walk up on the first two people you see. Some people do. But there's a level of responsibility for it. To where I've seen swinging turn into a big-ass poly. I've seen people, hey, the couple that just moved in, we were going to have dinner, and they had dinner 6 or 7 times. By the 8th time, somebody legs in there. and it turned into every Friday thing. It went from every Friday to every Tuesday, Thursday. Next thing you know, everybody's cohabitating with everybody. It turned into one big-ass poly. So it can develop into things. And my thing is this: if it makes you happy, have at it. I have no, I'm not a Republican. I have no business in nobody being wrong. I'm not going to tell women what to do with their body parts and men what to do with theirs.
And Hakim, there's another thing about porn that probably underrated. There's, they got like pregnant women porn scenes too.
What?
Yes.
Darius.
Yes.
Let me
say
something to you. I am 45 years old. Okay. You know when the first time I saw my first pregnant scene?
I was
on an old
VHS. I've seen that on there.
I know, but I was 11 years old the very first time I saw a pregnant porn.
Wow.
So you do the math. That has always been around.
Wow.
It's just right now, it is a big niche. It's heavy. You'll get a lot of it. Me personally, I'm not into it. You know, I saw it my first time just taking a look at their dirty tapes underneath the couch my dad was hiding. But it just was one of the many compilation scenes. But I said, wow, this pregnant chick's getting banged out. You know, so it didn't faze me, but that's the first time I saw a pregnant woman get banged out. But nowadays, there's a whole, like, geez, man, there's so many people who are interested in that. Think about how big lactating is. There are people who just sit there and watch a woman squirt milk out of her boobs.
Yeah, they had them clips on Twitter, too.
What?
If I got a Twitter page not on my timeline, I see it.
All right, Darius, you're hardcore, man. You looking for porn on Twitter?
For real,
Twitter, and I need to let y'all know, Twitter people, if you haven't been on it, Twitter is the refuge for Tumblr. When Tumblr announced that, just to give an example, I just did a quick search for pregnant on Pornhub. 10,559 videos.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 22 pages of it. And of course you can add to pregnant and then what? Pregnant black girls, pregnant what? Pregnant. And you add on to your search features and more content comes up. But it is a big, big topic. And that's just Pornhub. There's places out there that are bigger than Pornhub. So, Twitter is the refuge house for Tumblr. When Tumblr went down, Twitter opened up his doors and said, bring your asses. And that's what a lot of people do. My favorite Tumblr pages that covers various lifestyles, you know, they went to Tumblr. I mean, they went to Twitter. They already had the Twitter feed, but they just didn't post hardcore stuff. You know, but when Twitter said, hey, man, look, we don't care. As long as you mark this as sensitive content and kids ain't coming across it, we don't care. So, boom, there it is. I've seen more porn this week on Twitter than I have anywhere else.
Wow. See, I'm not on Twitter like that. Wow. Well,
any more questions? Got anybody else?
No, I didn't get any more. I didn't. Nobody else sent me nothing else. We got any callers?
We have a few people listening, but they're just sitting back listening to me babble on about porn.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to the listeners and y'all chickens that were talking all that smack in the groups. They're talking about you going to listen in and call in. They can go back and listen to us call y'all chickens. Porn is definitely a lifestyle, and it's no longer a lifestyle of shame. People ready to let you know, yeah, I watch this. It's my favorite. It's my favorite porn star and stuff like that. I didn't hear too many women announce their favorite porn stars in regards to male.
Well, you know why? Because the days of porn stars are over. You know what porn stars are doing right now? Our favorite porn stars? Darius, who's your favorite porn star?
I'll give you Candy Cream.
Candy Cream. Okay. I Candy Cream, she just shut her Facebook page down. But we were friends on Facebook, and I follow her on Twitter. And I don't know where her Instagram page is, but I know it's out there, and I follow her. That's where you will find them. Candy Cream is doing shows. She's hosting parties and stuff, man. To get access to her personal free stuff, you got to click the link and go to her, you know, to her page. She lets you know how to get a hold of her.
On her Twitter.
Not the Twitter, but her Twitter page, she'll show you where to get the adult content.
Okay.
You know, so the days of porn stars, Instagram models have crushed the porn stars. Because guess what? The porn stars have become Instagram models.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Cherokee, which at one point dominated the game, is all over Instagram and Twitter, there it is. you gotta use what's popping, and social media is the vehicle for that. Now, real quick, 2 minutes in, we got 2 minutes left, y'all. Yay or nay on porn?
Huh?
Yay or nay on porn?
Yay or nay on porn?
Yeah, you're with it or you're against it?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't get down with porn. That's not my thing. I don't do that.
Okay. What say you, Darius?
Y'all have at it.
I say, yeah, but on that porn, just... But you got to be careful. Like you said, got to be careful, especially in the relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I am.
You already know you're good.
Listen, I am a firm believer in sexual freedom and however people choose to express it. I'm also a firm believer in everyone's right to look at whatever the hell they want to. But as Darius says, if you're in a relationship, you handle it with kid gloves. You know, you clear all of that with the wifey, and the wifey clear all that with the husband, and the boyfriend and the girlfriend need to have a conversation. You need to discuss where your stance is on porn. You don't want an alert to come out that your favorite subscriber just posted the video, and your lady has a phone in your hand, and Debbie Deep Throat then posted, who's Debbie Deep Throat? And then she's finding out that way that you like porn. No.
Right.
Have the conversation earlier on so people can make a good, sound decision on what they want to do. But does porn affect our lives? Yeah, it affects our lives in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we're going to continue this conversation. I'll even challenge anyone to call up here and debate me. Because for every reason you got for not, I can give you three for half. So... Because I've seen porn save relationships. I've seen it destroy relationships, but I've seen it save more. Because people didn't go at it from a political view. They went at it as a, hey, I want a healthier sex life.
Right.
With my mate.
Well,
so.
And this is a judgment-free zone. So we support all porn lovers and keep on doing you, you know, and hopefully, like Hakim said, you share that with your mate so everything will be all right. Next week's show, I think we should be talking about swingers. Yeah?
Would you say that again?
We're talk about the swinging lifestyle.
Sure. Sounds like fun.
We'll post that in the group and get some feedback on that next. That's it for tonight, y'all. We appreciate y'all listening in. Shout out to the family, and God bless.
Good night.
Peace y'all.